Since the last Emotipod on conscientiousness, I've been thinking about the idea of being consistent in your work, your practice, your creative endeavours. In any kind of business these days, there's so much emphasis on consistency, much of which involves things like posting on social media every day, emailing your email list every week, etc., which, if you're anything like me, can make your heart sink. I sometimes feel somehow genetically ill-equipped for consistency in work. I don't think I'm lazy. I often work very hard. But I also need to know that a proper break is coming. Not a pause, a real stop. Once I complete a project, I can't be alone in this. Please tell me I'm not alone. I'm your host, Frances Butt, and this is Emotipod, Arts and Emotions. I first met my guest, Sarah Cook, a few years ago when she was working as a social media marketing expert, as well as running a women's networking group that's still going strong. I learned so much from her about self-promotion and consistency in marketing, and it was brilliantly helpful. But after a while, I could feel my motivation battery draining. Maybe it's down to my personality type, something eternally juvenile in me that rebels when I'm told to follow any kind of rules. I'm not sure. But I was intrigued that Sarah herself eventually stepped back from being a social media marketing guru, and I wondered whether she couldn't keep up the relentlessness of it too. So what better person to join me in looking into this issue of being consistent or not? Pardon the occasional boom outside somewhere. Consistency. Why did I want to talk about this? Why did you want to talk about this?
I think it's a good subject to talk about.
Yeah.
It's funny, I've recently written about this because there's a lot of pressure to be consistent. It's the biggest C word after some other C word. In business, it's the biggest C word. You've got to be consistent. All you've got to do is be consistent. Be consistent on this and da-da-da-da-da. Always be consistent. Because if you're not, then what are the consequences of not being consistent? People think that your business is not doing well or that you're not reliable. If you're inconsistent, then maybe you're not very professional and things like that. But then it's just too much pressure to be consistent.
Yeah. So I feel the pressure. And I don't. The reason I wanted to do it is because I don't feel like a very consistent person. I mean, I do the brushing the teeth, and the exercising and the things that are good in life. But I think in terms of creativity, and we all need to have creative bursts or, whatever, to create a business even, to do anything creative, to make anything happen, you'll have a spurt of creativity and then a drop. And I think then the shame and the guilt comes in when you're being exhorted to be consistent, which is the business ethic, isn't it? To be consistent, to show up and to be there. So I feel a lot of shame when I don't feel, I just don't have what I need to do the thing today, or to say something meaningful on, to post meaningfully on social media. It's the social media shame is the biggest.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
Yeah. And I agree. It's like, well, that's just not happening today.
Mm.
Today is a day to water the plants and read a book and have a cup of tea.
Yeah.
It's not a day to do reels and stories and lives and all the jazz.
Yeah.
So what I wrote about was that mental health is more important than consistency.
Oh.
Yeah. End of.
always.
Because that's it, isn't it? It's that pressure, right? So you've got to do every platform, every day, all the time with the multiple stuff, even when you're not feeling it.
If you did it, you'd be coming up with something a bit meaningless or trite or hackneyed, or it's not coming from a real place, then you're forcing it. And that really concerns me. I just don't want to be seen in that light where I'm just spouting any old gibberish and stick a picture up there and go on Canva or Pixabay or whatever and find some stuff.
Yeah.
It does. It's like that devalues what you're doing in a way, doesn't it?
And it's going to be really draining because it's going to take you a lot longer because your heart's not in it.
Yeah. That's true.
You're going to feel the pressure of you've got to deliver something amazing and your brain's just gone off on holiday.
Yeah.
It's all no, really.
Yeah. But I see you as somebody who's pretty consistent. You are pretty good. You have good discipline, and you know, you look after yourself. You run most days, if not every day, and you do a lot of things very well consistently, and you seem to keep up the content, you know, that you don't do meaningless content, but you're pretty good.
Thank you very much.
which begs the question for me that we are all different, and there are some people who are very, I see them on, you know, LinkedIn, there are some people who are incredibly consistent and they're absolutely religiously every day and they believe in that and they think everyone should be like that. And that I find problematic because not everyone is so good like that. I'll take my hat off to people who can do that.
Yeah. And I used to be a lot more like that. I had to post on all the platforms I was on every day. Mm. I think in the days when I was teaching social media.
Well, you had to walk the walk, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. But that's a pressure on you, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. And you're viewed on your social media because that's what you deliver.
Yeah. It says social media expert. Uh-oh. Yeah.
Which is nice to now remove that.
Yeah,
but
great.
I feel that the pandemic has changed how we see consistency.
Right.
Like I feel like even up until then, and then I wasn't teaching social media, I still felt like I needed / should be on all of them all the time.
Yeah.
And I can't really miss a day. Can't really miss, you know, got to keep it going.
Yeah.
But post-pandemic, like all our priorities have changed, haven't they?
Mm.
You know, everything's.
I think people really noticed around. What that relentlessness would do to you. I think during the course of that lockdown period was interesting resets all over the place.
Wasn't it? Definitely.
And people working from home, I don't have to go in. And now there's a pushback against that, but I think things haven't gone back really, have they?
No.
Interesting change.
Yeah, we're giving ourselves and each other much more of a break.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, you know, we're not that consistent. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
And also, does anyone notice anyone else's lack of 100% consistency on their LinkedIn? You know, someone's like spying and watching us. I don't think people even notice.
Yeah. Like
if you disappear for like a huge chunk of time, then they'll be like, oh, where's so-and-so
gone?
Yeah. But if you don't like post 5 days a week, I don't think people notice. They're busy. They've got other things.
Yeah. How much time have you got to read everyone's everyday posts? That's the other thing I feel bad about, not giving people who are posting every day the due. You know, they've put the work in to do it, and I feel duty bound to read it. But actually, I'm a bit short of time to read all these things.
I know.
I get stuck on a thread or just a scroll thing, and then it ends up you may be watching Instagram Reels really or TikToks.
Because
you've lost an hour. You could have been working. But in terms of consistency, I mean, you do need a work ethic of sorts, don't you?
Yes. So,
and maybe the setting, you know, the old Pomodoro helps with that, where, you know, you're going to do 2 hours solid, whatever, and then stop.
Yeah.
That you've given yourself permission to do a couple of hours, or is that, do you use that kind of thing?
Sometimes I do. Mm. Yeah. I think also simplifying it. So don't have as many platforms. Like I've cut out my Facebook business page.
Hooray.
Yeah, exactly. Hooray. Taken that out.
Right.
Definitely left Twitter. Now renamed X.
I
mean, seriously.
It's your ex. Yeah. I think a lot of people X'd it.
Yeah. Clubhouse. I've left Clubhouse.
Oh, well done.
I did enjoy that.
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah, while I was on.
Again, that's another one. You get stuck on there.
Yes.
And you've got to politely listen to other people before you get your go. I mean, it's great if you find the little niche that really works and you're singing along. That's great.
Mm, yeah.
It was exciting, wasn't it? The idea of it was exciting. But again, it was like working it so that it worked for you. That was quite tricky. I found.
Yeah. It was short-lived for me. It was enjoyable at the time.
Mm.
I don't actually even know if it's still going, I'm assuming. I don't know.
I would have thought so.
It is.
Anyway, good for them.
So, yeah, simplify. It definitely helps. Have less. And then follow those things that are working and that you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Like at the moment, I'm really loving writing emails or just writing. And they happen to be to my subscribers.
Right.
And I'm doing that regularly, and that's become much more consistent.
That's nice. You're saying it's like being conversational.
Yeah.
That's more natural, isn't it? That's
yeah.
quite nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. But do you have any other things that help you with staying with something and following your goals to fruition, really?
Lots of self-belief. Sometimes it's you searching around, scrabbling for that. And then where's that gone today? Oh, so today's not the day to do that, but tomorrow will be a better day. And that can be boosted by the people that you spend time with. Yeah. So make sure you're spending time with people who boost you in your confidence.
Very good.
How you feel. So they're like those people that you like, you spend time with them after, it's like, oh, yes.
You feel energized, good. Yeah. That's the thing, isn't
your
it?
Energy's been lifted, and that, as opposed to the opposite, because other people can take your energy and like, no, that's no good. Do not take my energy from
vampires.
Me.
Vampires.
Yes, and energy zappers, that's no good at all.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, it's good to pay attention to that, because they can be the nicest people. But yeah, how do you feel after you've been with people? That's a very good point.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. And remember why you're doing it. I know people always bang on about, what's your why? What's my why? Why are you doing it? Remember what you're doing. But it's true. It's because you...
why am I doing this?
yeah. Especially when you're like, oh, I want to be consistent and I want to do those Instagram posts, or I want to do X, Y, Z. Remind yourself, like, yes, I'm doing this because I bloody love this.
That's
because sometimes we forget we love it.
That's
because
the
it's
one.
Not, we don't love all of it.
But also questioning your motives, like, am I really doing this because I love it? Do I really love it? Or am I doing something I think I should be doing because I want to be successful, but
yeah.
whatever, that I have an idea that this will get me there? And that's not the same as just loving it, is it?
Yeah.
It's just very different.
Yeah. And take an opportunity over like summer or Christmas or any time when you'd have a break to just step away from the things that you've been doing, and then you can come back and go, ah, now I can see, was it a should or do I want to do these things?
Yeah, motivation is a pretty fundamental one, isn't it?
To yeah.
helping you. Yeah.
Accountability as well. If you find someone that you can like...
Oh, that freaks me out. Word.
It's a big one, isn't it?
I've got the fear.
But you can work alongside someone and you're both helping each other with your goals. You are going to achieve
yes,
more
that's true, yeah.
because we always let ourselves off more. But if someone says, did you do that thing? Did you send that email? Did you ask to be on that podcast?
Oh.
You're like, yeah, I did.
Yeah, little things. That's all right. Accountability for little things. But I think when I think accountability, I think I turn into the accountability head teacher who's wagging a finger at myself. I'm asking too much of myself immediately.
Yeah.
I think that's the accountability.
Yeah.
Monster.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not the same as a friend who's saying, did you do the one little thing you told me you were going to do? That's very different, isn't it?
Yeah.
What we like.
Yeah. We've got to look at the little things.
Yeah.
Because lots of little things add up to the big things.
Yeah.
And it's often the first little thing on the step, on the ladder of progressing to the big, scary thing.
Yeah.
That we're stopping ourselves from doing.
Yeah. There's also the question of whether you're pushing at something or whether... you're, you know, pushing at a door that really isn't going to open very easily, or you're pushing at a more open door, you know, not taking so much energy from you. Things that are meant to be, doing
yeah.
the things that are really going to help you, that get easier and easier and easier, rather than things you just keep, no, it's not happening. Why is it not happening?
Yeah.
Because that demotivates you, doesn't it, when it's, yeah. Yeah. Anything else?
Give yourself some self-compassion. Don't beat yourself up if you've, like, set yourself this goal of like, I will go on Instagram every day. One of the things I see a lot is people doing the 100 days of lives. Whoa.
Oh, wow. Really? 100?
Every day for 100 days, go live every day.
Ouch.
I know exactly, ouch. I'm not sure this is a good idea. I've not done them. I wouldn't. Don't do them.
No.
You know, we just need to
be
like...
I've done a live. I think I did it once. I'll do a video, but I'm live.
I'm all up for doing lives, totally happy doing lives, but just not 100 days in a row. It has to be when I'm feeling brilliant. Don't always feel brilliant.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
So, yeah, so more self-compassion to be gentle with yourself.
Yeah.
And then, like, when your energy is really great...
Then have a go, yeah.
This is the day to do that thing.
Yeah, yeah. Great, great, yeah. great, great. Thank you, Sarah.
I can't remember where I first heard the phrase to show up at the page, meaning to sit down and get to work every day, inspired or not. And that certainly makes sense. Divine inspiration is wonderful, but you can't bank on it or wait for it. At least some self-discipline is needed in order to get anything done. As the late, great Don Weed, the head of my Alexander Technique teacher training course, put it, "Discipline will set you free." To which my first response was, and probably always will be, "Damn," before just getting on with it. If you're really good at the everyday posts and the regular up-to-dateness, I salute you. And if you're more of an on-off, inconsistently consistent type like me, I blow you a big kiss. If you enjoy these Emotipod explorations and feel inclined to spread the word, I'll thank you forever. And do check out all the other episodes. There are plenty of real corkers. Until next time, thanks for listening.